Greetings and salutations. What's goody, folk? Welcome back to your Spiritually Logic podcast, where I am your host, coach, and creator of all things soul-driven, soul-intended, Bryce Bryson. In this Spiritually Logic podcast episode, we are going to dig more into different forms of self-care as per our previous podcast episode. Now we're going to talk about self-love and what it actually means. Now, before a person is able to practice it, we need to understand what self-love actually is. Self-love is a state of appreciation for oneself that grows from actions that support our physical, psychological, and spiritual growth. Self-love means having a high regard for your own well-being and happiness. Self-love means taking care of your own needs and not sacrificing your well-being to please others. Self-love means not settling for less than you deserve, for you are absolutely worthy of the best, of the best. Self-love can mean something different for each person because we all have many different ways to take care of ourselves. And figuring out what self-love looks like for you as an individual is an important part of your mental health as well as spiritually. So what exactly does self-love mean to you? For starters, it can mean talking to and about yourself with love and affirmations, prioritizing yourself, giving yourself a break from self-judgment, as well as forgiving yourself for mistakes made, trusting yourself, being true to who you really are, being nice to yourself, and setting and enforcing healthy boundaries. Again, forgiving yourself when you aren't being true or nice to yourself. For many people, self-love is another way to say self-care. To practice self-care, we often need to go back to the basics and listen to our bodies, take breaks from work and move around and stretch, exercise, put the phone down and connect to yourself or others, or do something creative. It also includes eating healthy, but sometimes indulging in your favorite foods that may not be quite so healthy. Self-love means accepting yourself as you are in this very moment, right now, for everything that you are. It means accepting your emotions for what they are and putting your physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental well-being first. So with that said, you may ask, how and why should I practice self-love? So now that we know what self-love is, it motivates you to make healthy choices in life. When you hold yourself in high esteem, you're more likely to choose things that nurture your well-being and serve you well. So we're going to get into a couple of things that may help you practice self-love, which is becoming more mindful. People who have more self-love tend to know what they think, feel, and want. Also, in taking actions based on need rather than want. So by staying focused on what you need, you turn away from automatic behavior patterns that get you into trouble, keep you stuck in the past, and lessen self-love. By practicing good self-care, you will love yourself more when you take better care of your basic needs. People high in self-love nourish themselves daily through healthy activities like sound nutrition, exercise, proper sleep, intimacy, and healthy social interactions. By making room for healthy habits, one starts truly caring for themselves by mirroring that in what you eat, how you exercise, and what you spend time doing. Do stuff not to get it done or because you have to, but because you care about you and you want to. So finally, to practice self-love, start by being kind, patient, gentle, and compassionate to yourself the way you would with someone else that you love and care about. Amen. Amen. So we are going to go ahead and take a quick segment break, and then we'll get into 10 tangible ways and thought-provoking ways to practice self-love. We'll be right back with you on the Spiritually Logic, Soul-Driven, Soul-Intended podcast. Welcome back to your Spiritually Logic podcast episode. And in this segment, we're going to go ahead and get into 10 tangible and thought-provoking ways to practice self-love. So more and more each day, self-love is becoming a more popular concept, and it looks a little different for everyone, as stated in the previous segment. We all have a unique way of loving ourselves. So our self-love is not going to look like your self-love may look like. If you're unsure about how to start showing yourself some love, we're going to go ahead and get into some thought starters for how to do it on a daily basis. So let's jump right into it. First, you want to try and create a self-love ritual. Like turning off the TV and unplugging from social media for about 15 minutes a day to get centered while moisturizing your skin with intention is a form of a self-care or self-love ritual. As you massage your feet, thank them for getting you to where you need to go. As you moisturize your hands, love them for all the transactions and introductions they've helped you with throughout your life. For a moment, stop taking your body for granted and shower yourself with gratitude, pampering yourself, so to speak. You can build a precious community. As much as we would like to think we can't do everything by ourselves. We need the support and love from like-minded people around us to stay motivated and on track. Research shows that positive energy is contagious, just as negative energy. So whether you're building a network or planning to go to a fun event, it's always important to have a community you value and resonate with around you on a regular basis. Next up, you want to make a what's working for me list. Truly loving yourself comes from self-acceptance and self-appreciation. And one helpful step toward getting to that point of self-acceptance and appreciation is recognizing what you already have that's great by writing a what's working for me list. Once you see it on paper and accept all of the positivity in your life, it will make it that much easier to love yourself. Knowing that your body is a loving vessel is also another form of self-love. You do this by treating your body like a loving vessel, and it will boost not only your self-love but also your energy. You want to be intentional about what you put into your body, not because you want to look good, but because you want to feel good. Remember, I always say, and I've learned this from Abraham Hicks, our emotions are the indicator on where we stand in alignment to our all-being source energy. The better you feel, the more in alignment you are. The worse you feel, the further away from alignment of your all-being source energy. Okay? So again, you want to treat your body like a loving vessel so that it will boost not only your self-love, but your energy. Next up, you want to clean out your closet. Tidying up is more therapeutic than you might think, and getting rid of old things will make room for new ones to come into your life. Think feng shui. Cleansing your mind can sometimes work in the form of letting go of clothes, shoes, jewelry, etc., etc., and etc., that remind you of a certain time in your life that links to a negative vibration. Don't chase what's already happened. Love yourself and know to know the best is yet to come, and it is coming. Next up, you don't want to compare yourself to others on social media, and we've all been guilty of doing so. Browsing through social media can only lead to one seeking or seeing our favorite personal or media personalities in the middle of a photo shoot for their new books, just after they had awesome shopping sprees, and right before the post about their engagements. We tend to, in some cases, become envious, jealous, or want to mimic those very actions. But remember, these positive pictures on the internet don't always tell the whole story. And everyone has bad days, because whether they are celebrities or influencers or highly regarded media personalities, we're all still human. We all breathe the same. Amen? Amen. Then you want to explore your personal spirituality. Faith is the foundation for self-love. Whether or not you're religious, believing in something opens up your soul to the beauty of belief and trust. It will build your intuition and help you make decisions based on your intuition. When you explore your spirituality, it will also take you on a journey to learning things about yourself. And those new thoughts, feelings, passions, and raw emotions will make you appreciate yourself for being authentically you, living in an authentic, transparent manner. Then you want to do something you're good at. If this isn't the ultimate self-esteem booster, we're not quite sure what is. Self-esteem and self-love often go hand in hand, and participating in a hobby you're good at will not only boost your endorphins, but will bring out the best version of you. If you love to cook, then cook. If you love to run, get those gym shoes, head outside, and run. Next up, you want to find your happy place. Think of a place that makes it simple just to be who you are. Sit quietly and embrace the here and now, not thinking about what's due at work later on, or even the next day, or 3 months, 6 months, or a year ahead. Don't think about the bills that need to be paid. Don't think about what's for dinner. Okay? Now, finally, you want to build your letting go muscle. We're constantly holding on to things in our past, holding grudges, unforgiveness. Now remember, forgiving is not so much for the person, but it is for yourself, so that you can release those negative energies brought on by betrayal or whatever it was that lowered your self-esteem, okay? So you want to throw those away. The more blocks we clear, the more we can really live big in the area of self-love. Although we may do this as a way to protect ourselves from hurting, it's really only holding us back from moving forward to reaching optimal self-acceptance and appreciation and loving who we are right now. Okay, so these are very important practices in fulfilling self-love. Okay, it's very important because, again, we are all human. We all make mistakes, okay? But self-love is one of the most important forms of self-care that we actually absolutely owe to ourselves. Amen? Amen. Now, we know that self-love is hard work. We see love yourself quotes screaming at us daily from our Instagram feeds and other social media outlets, okay? So let's talk about the difference between self-love and self-reliance. How can you expect others to love you if you don't love yourself? These sentiments and other principles of the self-love movement have caused so many of us to hold on tightly to the idea that we need to fully love ourselves in order to be lovable, that we need to have fully worked on ourselves, be all tidied up, put together, and completely emotionally, physically, socially, and spiritually healthy before entering into a relationship or before we can be really lovable. Loving ourselves is not a prerequisite to being in a relationship, nor is it a reflection on how lovable we actually are. Now, with that passage, I absolutely have to disagree. For me personally, loving myself is a prerequisite to being in a relationship, because as I've done this before and it does not work, I cannot enter into a relationship expecting someone to fully love me and fulfill me when I'm not doing it for myself. Amen. That's not a healthy form of self-care or self-love. So even though I put that passage out there, I have to stand up and say that I do not agree with that. Okay? We absolutely have to love ourselves first and properly in order to be loved properly. Why enter into a relationship when you haven't resolved those issues? Now, with that said, I fully believe that healing occurs in layers and levels. Okay, healing doesn't happen all at once, but when you've healed the most prominent layers and levels that tend to hinder or cause friction in relationships, that's when I feel it's an appropriate time to enter or to entertain the possibility of a relationship. Okay. Now, the passage says that we don't learn to love ourselves in isolation because we don't exist in isolation. To be human is to need other humans, and our capacity to love ourselves is often based on the amount of love we've received from others. It's all good and well shouting love yourself at the top of our voices, but when that's heard by those of us who have found it hard, those of us who experienced our needs going unmet or of having countless disappointment relationships, prolonged periods of isolation or loneliness, abusive partners, or emotionally neglectful parents, it can leave us feeling like we're failing or that there is something wrong with us. With the latter part of that passage being true in my experience, it is our responsibility to define who we are, and defining ourselves not by what other people say or by how other people treat us. We define ourselves by how we view ourselves. And in speaking of or from experience, I've had a lifetime of those experiences of loneliness, isolation, disappointing relationships, whether it's familial or friendships, abusive partners, emotionally neglectful parents. Okay, and yes, during those times, I didn't love myself because I allowed the way that they treated me to define who I was. But quite honestly, when I got into my spirituality and started to see myself for who I really am, my all being, that's when my self-care, my self-love started to kick in. So now at this point, 2.5 years down the road, it doesn't matter what those people say or think of me. I value myself from within. I love myself from within. I am self-empowered. Amen. So if this is you, whether it's the way that the passage described you, allowing yourself to be defined by the way other people treat you in a lower vibrational negative way, or by finding your own self-love and your own self-worth, know that you're not alone. Okay? And know that if you're finding yourself feeling increasingly alienated by these energies, get into who you are. Look in the mirror, and instead of picking yourself apart, tell yourself all the beautiful things that you see about yourself. Okay? And if you feel that there's nothing that you can see in the mirror that is wonderful about yourself, try to think about that talent that you have. Try to think about that very thing that does make you smile. Okay. Now, we don't want to mistake self-love for self-reliance. It can be great to have alone time, to have a bath, to cook for ourselves, a nice meal. But this isn't self-love. It's more like self-reliance and self-sufficiency. Self-love, on the other hand, is an inextricable, Lord knows I'm saying that wrong, is inextricably linked to self-esteem. It being our ability to see ourselves as a flawed, imperfect individual and still hold ourselves in high regard. Simply saying that we don't have to view ourselves as a perfect vessel in order to have self-love. Amen. Self-love is the ability to not fall into a puddle of shame or self-hatred, even when we mess up. It's trying new things, knowing that we could fail without thinking of ourselves, therefore, as failures. Self-reliance, on the other hand, is often something we develop because we have to. A form of being independent. It can end up becoming second nature and can be a great skill that helps keep us going when we feel like we are out in the world on our own. But when it comes to self-love, it can often feel more challenging, more conscious, and less automatic. Now, it is hard work. It looks like constantly speaking against our inner critic and trying our best to unlearn the countless unhelpful messages we've received by those lower vibrational negative energies and entities. It is noticing that when what we are doing is more self-reliant and questioning the often internalized belief that we all have is ourselves to depend on. That would be bothering others if we were to ask for help. We are all incredibly complicated and complex. Our thoughts and feelings don't always come to us clearly labeled, ready to be named out loud to a loved one looking at us in absolute confusion, wondering why we are in a funk or being standoffish. Sometimes our emotions can hide in our stomach, jaw, or fists, tightly wound, knotted, and sticky. They come out in our bodies and come out in our relationships, and it serves us to give ourselves a break when this happens. When we treat our emotions like enemies, that's exactly what they start to feel like. Feeling shitty is not a sign that we're doing life wrong. When we invalidate or judge our own emotions, we strip them of their ability to teach us. Remember, our emotions are the indicator on where we stand on the spectrum of being in alignment with our all-being source energy. The better you feel, the closer to alignment you are, or the more in alignment you are, the worse you feel, the further away from alignment you are. But as I always say, in the contrast of any experience, including our emotion, comes clarity. And clarity comes if we learn and apply the lessons learned in the contrasting moment. Okay? So again, when we invalidate or judge our own emotions, we strip them of their ability to teach us. Difficult emotions are a part of our contract with being a fully feeling, messy human being with a spiritual purpose. To love ourselves is to allow space from them without rushing to our emotional exits, shaming, or shooting ourselves out of what we're feeling. Okay? Now, it's important for us to know that self-love isn't always easy. When was it decided that we must love ourselves all by ourselves? In a world that is so relentless in telling us that we aren't good enough for a job or to be seen or even to be heard and validated or for even a relationship, so on and so forth, we set ourselves up for failure when we try to maintain a constant state beaming self-love bliss. Sometimes we won't like ourselves very much, never mind love. Sometimes we will make mistakes and feel like shit. Knowing this, start with self-compassion. That goes back to me saying forgiving yourself. Self-compassion is a bit of empathy and gentleness towards yourself and helps you work your way from that space and from that energy. Any kindness that you show your loved ones when they make a mistake, mirror that within yourself. It also goes beyond face masks. Self-love isn't just saying yes to the things that we enjoy, but it is also saying no to the things that we don't enjoy and that doesn't serve us. Is that thing you're doing self-care or self-sabotage? Are you not responding to messages because you're holding a boundary, or are you not responding because you are withdrawing and isolating? Just like every other skill we have to learn, it takes practice and constant work to develop self-love. Now, knowing that self-love is less about the ability to withstand loneliness or establish independence and more about awareness and acceptance of our incompleteness and imperfectness, as well as embracing that where we shine, loving ourselves doesn't have to be a radically individualistic pursuit. It's about letting others love us even when we feel unlovable, because their version of us is often kinder than our own. As it often says, we are our harshest critic. We all struggle loving ourselves, trusting others, coping with our emotions, communicating effectively, understanding ourselves, honoring our potential, and feeling relatively authentic, confident, and unashamed. And we beat ourselves up for not nailing things 100% of the time, at all times. If we let others into the less filtered part of our lives, we would notice that we're not alone in any of these struggles. So we challenge you today by letting a loved one, a friend, or a colleague in on what might be really going on with you. Have that vulnerable conversation. It's being soul-driven, soul-intended, because what we go through in contrast, again, it goes back to what I say, clarity in the contrast, because what we go through in contrast will not only eventually bring us clarity, but it will bring clarity to others same as well. Amen? Amen. So, with that said, we're going to go ahead and take a soul-driven break. As always, if you want to go ahead and support monetarily, you can go ahead and click on the support link. It'll take you to your support page where you will enter in your credit and debit card information. You would select your monthly donation amount in the dollar amount of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99. Or if you prefer to support by individual payment methods, you can always utilize my Cash App at Bryce Bryson. Again, that's at Bryce Bryson with a Y, not an I. You can use my hashtag Bryce Bryson for Venmo, Bryce Bryson for PayPal, or soul-driven, soul-intended at gmail.com for PayPal. Okay, we'll be right back with you. Welcome back to your Spiritually Logic podcast. I am your host, coach, and creator of all things soul driven, soul intended, Bryce Bryson. We're going to go ahead and close out this episode with a few self-love quotes to help boost your self-love. Love is an all-encompassing emotion that's reserved for those closest to us, those dear individuals who found their way into our hearts and are lucky recipients of our affection. However, before we can show deep feelings towards others, we must first start with ourselves. Self-love is the purest and most important form of love, but it's not always the easiest to express. So, here are a few words that you can express to yourself on a daily basis to help boost your self-love. Andrea Dykstra. And I quote,
In order to love who you are, you cannot hate the experiences that shaped you. 2. Anna Taylor. Love yourself enough to set boundaries. Your time and energy are precious. You get to choose how you use it. You teach people how to treat you by deciding what you will and won't accept. 3. Ashley Graham. As hard as it is, owning who you are and knowing what you want is the only sure path to affirmation. I want women, and I'm including men in this personally, to know that they can get out of any situation if they return to their core source of strength themselves. 4 is Beyoncé. For all you beehives out there, if there's one thing I'm willing to bet on, it's myself. 5, Buddha. You, yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. And we'll close it out with 6. As you all know, 6 in my numerology represents balance. Coco Chanel, ain't that something? Beauty begins the moment you decide to be yourself. Amen? Amen. So this closes out this Spiritually Logic podcast. The next one, we'll talk about self-empowerment. As always, I love and thank you all for your continued support. If you want to show monetary support, you can go ahead and click on the support link below. It'll take you to your credit and debit card page. You will enter that information and then select your monthly payment price in the amount of $0.99, $4.99, or $9.99 will be taken from that card each month on the date that you submit the payment. If you want to do individual payments as often or as less as you want in any dollar amount, you can always utilize my Cash App, $Bryce Bryson, that's Bryce Bryson with a Y, not an I. Also my Venmo, #BryceBryson, and my PayPal, Bryce Bryson or SoulDrivenSoulIntended @gmail.com. And if you want to send messages of support or ideas for the next podcast episode, click on the message link and it'll take you to that page. As always, I love you all, and until next time, deuces.